This is Decoded Datebook for July 15th. Ragnvald Andersen Nestos was born in Voss, Norway, on April 12, 1877. His name highlights his Norwegian heritage. Ragnvald is a traditional Norwegian name. Andersen comes from his father's name, indicated he is the son of Anders. Nestos was 16 years old and spoke no English when he came to the United States. He received his education at the Mayville Normal School and the University of Wisconsin. In 1904, he earned his law degree at the University of North Dakota and opened a practice in Minot. Nestos made his entrance into politics as a member of the North Dakota House of Representatives, a position he held from 1911 to 1913. After leaving the state legislature, he served as the state's attorney for Ward County until 1917. In 1921, he was elected governor in the recall election that removed Governor Lynn Fraser from office. He was returned to office in the next election. There were significant challenges during Nestos's term in office. A drought in 1921 devastated the state's farmers and ranchers, and that in turn affected the state's finances. There was a bitter contention between the Nonpartisan League, which supported state-owned industry, and the Independent Voters Association, which opposed state ownership. With the Nonpartisan League in control of the legislature, Nestos had to walk a fine line to balance the conflicting interests. Although he is not one of North Dakota's best-known governors, Nestos had a relatively successful term in office and was able to chalk up significant accomplishments. He took a special interest in the state mill and elevator and the Bank of North Dakota. He was determined to make sure the state-owned businesses were successful. He wanted them to earn a profit rather than run in the red at the expense of the state. He pursued investigations into how the previous administration had managed those businesses. Nestos also felt strongly about his interests beyond business. He was a strong supporter of public education. He appointed the state's first full-time health officer. He was also an enthusiastic benefactor of the Boy Scouts of America and received national recognition for his work. He also supported the Norwegian Lutheran Church of America. On this date in 1942, Nestos died of a stroke. He's buried at Rose Hill Cemetery in Minot, North Dakota. Today's Dakota Datebook is written by Dr. Carol Butcher. I'm Merle Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding by the Study ND, North Dakota's largest lifelong learning community.